The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now take your Perth Now hat off. Mm-hmm. I want you to put on your official West Live Royal Watcher hat.
You know, that's my favourite hat. You know it.
I'm imagining it's maybe like purple velvet with like a gold trim or something like that.
Of course it is. I turn up here in a ball gown every day, Ben. What are you on about?
So what's the latest?
So this is brilliant. The Sussex PR machine is in full throttle once again. So we've had the statements come out from William and Harry that we spoke about yesterday about Philip's death, and we said how different they were, and that Williams was very, very reserved.
Yeah, formal.
Spoke about his duty, spoke about how his wife and children had got to know him. And we said that there's perhaps, there could be a few pot shots at Harry there if you read it in the right ways. And now, Omid Scobie, who's a journalist, and he works. Well, he seems to have a very close relationship with Meghan and Harry, in so much so that he wrote that book, Finding Freedom, which is seen to be, you know, the ghost written by them.
PR exercise, really.
It is. At the very least, it's good PR for them. Possibly they've been involved in it. I can't say, I've read it and I can't see how they weren't involved in it, frankly. So anyway, this guy is very well connected to the Sussexes, and he's come out and put on this long spray on Twitter saying, oh, William won't have meant it that way. They're all trying to put this behind them. I understand that, you know, they're just trying to get on now and there's no bad blood at all and they're just trying to put it all behind them for Philip's funeral. Come on. Come on. I hold grudges and I know it doesn't go away that easily. In fact, I know that a funeral is, or a wedding or anything like
any
that
kind
is
of family
the
gathering.
Best thing for making all these tensions flare.
Yes, especially after they've had a few. Well, what would the royals drink? Gin and tonic?
Oh, whiskey.
A whiskey.
Really good old scotch.
Over a few brandies. I can imagine over a few balloon glasses of brandy. The truth comes out, doesn't it? That's what always happens at these
relative
gathering.
There's going to be fireworks at that wake, isn't there? Because let's make no mistake about
there,
it.
But she's not.
That wake will be a piss up, right? It's like any other wake. There'll be lots of drinks going round. They'll all be out supping a bit, and there's going to be some arguments over that. I can imagine. I love to be a fly on the wall. Yeah. It's going to be explosive.
The only person who won't join in is Prince Andrew. People in glass houses. He'll just be staying quiet in the corner.
Also, he won't be sweating either way. So, So the interesting thing is, look, now it seems like they're feeding things to him, and you know. This journalist has come out, who's a cheerleader for the Sussexes, saying, oh, there's no bad blood. It's like they're trying to play it down. Totally is. There's also talk, however, while we're talking about this, obviously Harry's been stripped of all his military roles now because he's left the royals. There's talk now that he won't be able to wear his suit as he walks behind the coffin, so his full military regalia.
Well, he's going to go Las Vegas hotel room attire.
No, you will be
just cupping the crown jewels.
Can you imagine? That would be we'd be talking about that on West Live. He'll be able to wear his full regalia. So, and of course, William will be able to because he's still an active royal. Now that could cause some embarrassment for Harry, who's made no secret about the fact that he was quite upset about losing those roles.
And it would be, you know, like I feel for him a bit because he did.
That's sad.
He did serve.
Yeah,
you can't take that away from him.
He did. So there's talk now that William might wear a plain suit as well
that'd be a nice gesture.
It's awkward. It would, but I think that would say it all, wouldn't it, as well? It's obviously a problem.
So if William wears a plain suit, we know that the rift is being mended. If he wears his full military regalia with all of those, honorary ribbons and various other things, we'll know the rift is on.
That's it.
It's on, baby.
Bring it. It's like wearing white to a wedding, isn't it?
Exactly. All right. Well, let's just wait and see what happens. We've still got another couple of days until the funeral happens. And I know, Nat Richards, you're going to keep us apprised of everything that's going on.
Oh, you know it. Thanks, Ben.